Law enforcement encounters involving mental health crises are increasingly common. Many such crises end in incarceration or involuntary hospitalization, when better communication and rapport could have brought the individual out of crisis and seamlessly connected them with treatment. These unnecessary, restrictive responses lead to overutilization of critical emergency services, a higher cost of treatment, and fewer resources for those cases that truly require involuntary measures. In Gainesville, Florida, the police department's crisis response team and fire rescue's community resource paramedicine teams have been working together to address this problem. When they engage an individual in crisis, these teams prioritize treatment and support over incarceration. And at the 2026 NAMI-HP MIH Summit, Corresponder Officer Brian Knapp and community paramedic Emily Meters shared the lessons they've learned by applying these less restrictive measures. They focused on an individual's capacity to make their own decisions, the ways a responder can support someone's agency, and how to build empathy between a responder and someone in crisis. Three key elements for both resolving immediate crises and building long-term trust. People have the right to make a bad decision. In the context of a mental health crisis, capacity is a person's ability to make decisions and consent to treatment. Capacity is based on the person's cognitive abilities and is usually assessed in a medical context. Over the years, Officer Brian Knapp has encountered many misconceptions about capacity, and he shared a few tips for avoiding them in your own work. It's tempting to think of a capacity assessment as a black and white determination. Either the person has capacity or they don't. But Knapp emphasized that a person's capacity can fluctuate between different circumstances and topics. A person's capacity can also change over time, and responders should be aware that someone who lacked capacity in the past may have regained it in the present. Responders should also take care to not automatically dismiss a person's capacity simply because they've been diagnosed with a mental illness or a cognitive disability. Knapp drove home one point in particular. If you think someone is making a bad decision, that does not mean they lack capacity. Unless a court says otherwise, a person has the right to make seemingly unwise choices. Respecting their agency in this way, and recognizing that they may have emotional needs or a history that goes beyond what's immediately apparent, is both proper legal protocol and an essential element of building trust. Always allow for agency. In their presentation, paramedic Emily Meters focused on the importance of allowing for agency during a crisis. When a responder is laying out plans for someone, even if the plans are restrictive, there's always room to allow that person some choice and power over what's happening. This sense of control both aids in processing trauma and builds trust. Often, this means asking the person's preference. If you're recommending them to a mental health facility, perhaps you can ask them which facility they prefer. If they need to travel to a facility, you can ask whether they want to take their own vehicle or ride with your team. Even if you have to handcuff them, you can take the time to ask if they prefer their hands in front or behind their back. Even when the choice is small, it matters. Another tool for supporting agency is the language of trauma-informed care. Recognizing that past trauma significantly correlates with mental health issues, trauma-informed care shifts the focus from what's wrong with you and what did you do to please tell me what happened. More open questions like these put a person in charge of sharing their own perspective and avoid any connotations of disrespect. This language also helps build empathy and reduce stress among responders, shifting interactions away from here's someone stressful who's causing problems, and towards here's someone in trouble who needs help. Meet people where they are. The final advice Knapp and Meters gave was to build empathy, to see the person in crisis as a whole person with a history, not just a simple condition or situation, and to find ways for them to see you as a person who's come to help them, not just as law enforcement or paramedics. Of course, empathy can't just be switched on. You need to build it, piece by piece. In their presentation, Knapp and Meters shared a few tips for building empathy during crisis encounters. On a physical level, Once you've verified that the situation is safe, it helps to match the person physically. If they're on the floor, crouch down to get on their level. Even something as simple as taking your gloves off can help them see you as a person. On an emotional level, first-person language is a way to focus on the person rather than the crisis, and using it lets them know that you see them as more than their condition. For example, rather than, "We're working with a schizophrenic," try, "We're working with someone who has schizophrenia." The distinction may be subtle, but by emphasizing someone's personhood, you're inviting them to connect with you as a person. Another way to connect, ironically, is to be quiet. As Meters explained, many people in crisis will take long, weighty pauses when answering questions. These pauses are a space the individual needs to process the trauma they've just experienced. It's often very uncomfortable to sit in this quiet tension, but Knapp encourages responders to wait it out. They'll break the silence when they're ready, and your rapport will be better for it. Treat the person, not the crisis. As a responder, you'll likely see the same person in crisis again and again. It's difficult to get them to open up, difficult to earn enough trust for you to guide them toward better health outcomes. Ironically, to help someone make better decisions in the future, it's important to respect their right to make bad decisions now. Even when someone makes a different decision than you would choose, they may still have full capacity to decide for themselves. Even when a person needs specific treatment and care, they should still have some agency in determining their care plan. Even when a person has had completely different traumas and life experiences than you, they still need you to see them with empathy and understanding. So, in their moment of crisis, show faith in their abilities, support their agency, and make sure the interaction isn't just a responder resolving a crisis, but one person helping another.